Okay, new business. Our cabin reservation policy is something that I want to bring up, but not today. I'm going to table that unless someone really needs to. This is what I'm looking at, okay? We have an arcane cumbersome way of reservations and or cabin usage, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, okay? And I would think that, obviously, you know, the Quality Inn here, you know, has a way of doing reservations, and other hotels have ways of doing reservations. And
online doesn't work.
There's got to be a better way of time usage and freeing up cabin time for other people to rent and to generate monies for the ranch. So I'm just throwing it out there. I want people to think about it, to do some research. I will do some, but there's got to be a better way than the way we're doing it now, and where you have to lock in weeks at a time and Friday to Friday. I'm just throwing it out there because I think we can go day to day. Everyone else in the world does. You know, I just don't understand why we're doing it this way. And maybe we'll have some learning curves. I'm just throwing it out there because I feel that we could manage it better and we can probably generate more income. So it's nothing that we just table it and ever want people to think about it. I want involvement.
Can I say
can you email me? Is it about reservations?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason we do Friday to Friday is because it makes it easier when we were doing horses and all those other things for the ranch caretakers to take care of the cabins.
Right, but we're not doing that now.
Well, I know. Okay. But that's why it was like.
Okay, historical perspective's good.
And if somebody is reserving it
uh-huh.
for 4 days, I don't put it on all the way to Friday. I leave those other days open, and anybody can reserve those other days. It's not a. I don't
yeah,
lock
just thinking
it in Friday
that,
to Friday.
You know,
okay.
I'm
just so you know.
That's good, but I think we can tweak it and improve it. I'm just. Maybe to me it feels arcane and cumbersome, but I just throwing it out there, and that's why I have it there. Okay, number two, request to use the ranch for a leave no trace meeting. I have some information from.
If they leave no trace, we'll never know they were there.
I have had a request from Jerry Freddie Dunn, and he's with the. Backcountry Horsemen of Utah, and they want to do a master level training session here at the ranch because they enjoy the ranch, and it's my guess is and that they want to pitch 8 to 10 small tents and one large one, and that there is Friday morning and leaving midday on Sunday. There will be no animals, so they're not bringing their horses. Okay, it's just a training session for them, and. Just the camp area left, and the camp area will obviously be left in good condition because they leave no trace, right?
That's right.
and that meals will be cooked on site. So this is a request from Freddie Dunn, who's past president of the Backcountry Horsemen of Utah Southwest Chapter, because it's easier for, I mean, obviously, it's just a nice place for that.
I make a request that we approve their request to have their leave no trace training on the ranch.
It's in June 2009.
Are we charging them or is this a freebie?
No, I see. That's the thing. It's like this could be revenue generating for this. These things, these type of things like this, you know.
Things that could make us some money.
Any other training?
No, it's not.
Just backcountry horsemen, and every chapter has a budget.
Oh, I know.
We could charge them.
I mean, if they want to camp.
500, 1,000, 500 bucks, whatever.
What camp area?
Well,
they're asking.
They just need an area. They just need an area. They're not specifying
okay.
any
well,
area.
Well, they did.
We
did
the spot up next to the ponds.
Mm-hmm.
For camping.
Yeah, but
already.
So we don't know that that's
June,
where we're
that
going to have
a pretty busy time.
No, he was specific.
No.
We're only used for his scout camp and horse camp.
And I think it's...
Right.
That's what I thought. Right
okay.
to the mouth of the pipeline north of the Pink Reservoir.
Once
and
again, it's
the dates are...
June 9th. June 2009. That's all
right.
I hear.
I think that... Did not we, though... hasn't there, I know we had one before, is there recently been a per-night camp fee or something to help maintain?
They'd leave their, they'd be there Friday night, Saturday night, and they're leaving on Sunday morning. So there's 2 days. So what do we charge them, $500?
Well, I know we're charging them by the person, or we're charging them by the tent, or we're, you know.
I thought that we had a
that's
like
something we're discussing right now.
I don't know of one. That's not one that I know of on my list.
I'm just thinking that this is another way of generating some funds for
right.
the ranch, and that we, you know.
You should do it.
They're doing a training. I bet they pay to go to
well,
this
that's
thing.
The other
so
thing.
Let's say $500 a day.
That might drive them away.
No, we don't want to. No, that's too much.
And did they say how many people?
I mean, at $10 a campsite, you know, $10 a tent, that's $100 a day.
Well,
we're talking 2.5 days, is that it?
Yeah, there's two nights.
$200, $250?
$200.
You've got to factor in that sanitation stuff, so they either pay for their own outhouse plus.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Or because that has to be factored in.
Right, yeah.
Or they can jump the fence into the forest.
They're leaving
us. No, we're not just letting them bury their.
That's part of the training. I'm a train the trainer trained to leave no trace. So that's one
that's
of the steps you have to.
Yeah,
you have to know the proper. I mean, that's one thing that they will go through. Whether they actually practice it or not, that is one of the one thing they'll be going over and leave no trace.
They're camping. Go
in
the woods when they're camping?
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, I just, you know.
Yeah, I think we're getting a little carried away with the sanitation if it's properly taken care of. I thought we had talked about a per person $5 per day per person fee before, and that's what we kind of talked about on ATVs possibly as a trespass fee is $5
per person.
Person.
That sounds
right. If there's 10 people, that's $50 a day. If it's 2.5 days, $3 a day. It self-regulates. So my motion was to approve the Leave No Trace to stay in the camping area to coordinate with Paul at a $5 per person per day fee.
That's right.
Okay. What are the dates again? They're coming in on
liability.
Is it
June 2009?
If they have no horses. No ATVs.
They don't.
Yeah. People are camping up there every day. We do have a life. We do have an insurance policy, but you know, I don't think that
fire. Well, something along these
they're
lines
going
too.
To want.
I've asked this in the meeting. Is the scouts having their big scout event up there?
Do you know if they're doing something this time?
The scouts.
You know, any fire restrictions that we would have in place? I would say in June,
right?
We'd have fire.
But you're going to be there. They're going to be there consistently.
There's not going to be any open fire.
Be 3 days, I think.
None.
What, in June?
The same weekend?
A June
oh.
Fire restrictions in June in this area?
It's going to be
there's
June.
Usually
well,
no open
right.
fire.
That may seal that they won't want to come.
That may be. We have to, whatever, they have to abide by whatever fire restrictions are imposed upon us by the county. And the forest.
Right.
And just have them sign a liability release form.
They might have a thing when they're in a group like that. So like church.
Do you see that as a conflict with this? On scheduling?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's what he was asking, yeah. Are they at this
time? I think that, though, that time of year, Kane County will have a countywide burn ban where their fire has to be contained.
Isn't this stuff we want to bring to the ranch?
Yeah, it is.
It is stuff. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and approve this?
I think it's like this. It's a pilot program. I don't know if that fee's too high, too low. I think that we have to come up with some way of encouraging it.
The members are going to be interested in using that area in June also.
And they first come, first serve, just like cabins. These guys are asking, we're booking them. If anybody else wants this weekend's booked.
But there's no date, it just says June.
Yeah, we need to
find. No, it does say.
Whatever day, we have had no other request for June right now.
On Friday and leaving on Sunday.
Yeah, well,
it
but
say
which
exactly
Friday and which
week.
Sunday, yeah.
That's true, too.
But I think
you've never had anybody there, so what's the...
Right. The district camp won't be in June.
Well, he's talking about in June, but he's talking about down by the pond.
Well, yeah, like they... It's a separate area. I mean, they've got to book that time. They got to book that time. Okay, so
I vote we do it. So I yeah, it's the second. Sorry.
At $5 per person.
$5 per person.
Okay.
Per day. Is it per day or just
per day?
Person?
$5 per person per day.
You just say $10 per person for the event.
$10 Well, some people might only stay one day.
$10.
$10 per person.
For the camp.
For the event.
For the camp.
Okay. My motion has already been stated twice. I'm not amending my motion. If it doesn't pass, anybody else is free to make it. I've made the motion.
I seconded it.
Okay. Okay. Let's vote on it.
Okay. All those in favor of allowing the trainers of the Backcountry Horsemen of Utah to stay at the ranch at June 9th for the stated fees?
Aye.
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 With the understanding that there'll be a letter, including assigning liability and all of the things that we've discussed. Aye.
Aye.
Dustin?
I said aye. Aye, as long as we get a liability release form.
We do have our standard form still. You guys have a copy.
Yeah. Yeah, we just need to make sure they sign that.
Yeah,
any opposed? Sorry.
No, I
sorry,
said aye, so it can't happen.
No, no, it's not opposed. Oh, it carries.
Who
thank you.
Send the letter back to him.
I will send the letter back to them.
You will?
Yeah.
Well, can I start something else there just for talking about things that need to come to the ranch?
No, not right now. Sorry. I'm trying to get through this, and when we get back.
I'll email you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything like that. I want your input. I want your feedback, but right now we need to get through this. We're getting late.
You guys have to vote on it and tell me if I can do it or not.
Well, just we need to run it through us and just email us on some.
On those emails, if you would just push reply and send it back.
Hang on a second.
This is a decision making meeting, not a discussion meeting.
Okay.
If you have something, send it to the board. If a decision needs to be made, the president has the authority to do that. And we are not going to reply. I am not going to take that time out of my life on a daily basis to reply to every member.
Okay.
The board has authority to make that decision. And like I said, anybody wants to take my position, I'm happy to resign tomorrow and you take the role. But if not, we've got to manage this in a way that it doesn't drive us all crazy.
Yeah, let's go.
Going back to our agenda here. Number three, fundraising. And Vance, you did bring up already the Friday night barbecue. Nancy's got the food handler's permit. I think, yeah, we're going to proceed forward with that and see if we can generate some revenues that way. I would like to propose something here. I've done a little bit of research, and it's strictly a proposal, and I think it's something that we can generate some money with. And my proposal is that at Deer Springs Ranch, we set apart a small portion of Deer Springs Ranch as a Deer Springs Ranch Cemetery and Memorial Park. And if you just do the quick math and say a plot size is 10 by 10, in an acre you can get 400 plots, but you take away 100 plots because you got foot traffic and paths and landscaping and whatever else, not that you have to landscape a lot, you got natural vegetation. You could have 300 plots per acre. I'm thinking 5 acres, that's 1,500 plots. I mean, we're all, and I personally would love, I'm thinking,
I don't want us to plant you there.
obviously you can do this on your own lot. You could set up a cemetery on your lot, but then not too many people would want to do that. And that I'm looking at, I don't know what plots are going for. Does anyone know what a plot's going for nowadays?
Yes. $800.
$800. So I'm looking at, if you're looking at $400, you could have a discounted rate for members and a higher rate for non-members. You're looking at if you did the simple math of just say $400. Say you make a deal, $200. I don't know, and you got 1,500 parcels or 1,500 plots that you can deed. Just do the math. That's what $300,000. And obviously it's something that can, I've looked at the Kane County regulations. It's a conditional use permit application. It costs $100. You look into it. I got a proposed. And that doesn't even bring in if you have a pet cemetery.
That's for the pet.
Some people will pay more money for their pet to be buried than they will for themselves. And whether you have a niche for ash, a niche part of the cemetery for ashes, or you have plots, or you have a pet cemetery, I'm just trying to think of ways of generating money that, you know, we're all going to, you know, not...
Finally,
you know,
an official place to put the body.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there may be some unofficial place on the ranch.
Brent, are we going to have to move a few?
So I looked into the zoning restrictions. It's a C4 zoning. It's, you know, it talks about boundaries and whatever improvements that are needed.
Do you have a location in mind?
I do. I actually do have thought about this. It's not set in stone, but I thought, you know, just the area between Schooner Paw Road and Cabin 6. There's plenty of area there. It's accessible year-round. But, you know, that just came up instead of putting something way in the back up on a hill, you know. Boot Hill. Yeah, there you go. You know, and obviously you would come up with, you know, whatever restrictions or policies that you might have. Maybe headstones can't be greater than 5 feet or whatever, you know.
That's not a bad idea.
You can resell lots. You can, I got a code, you know, cemetery code, and, so goes into livestock, dogs prohibited, artificial, unless it's a pet cemetery, artificial flower displays and so forth. There's just a lot of information, and it's really easy to do. You talk about a low-cost something that low-cost, you want bang for your buck?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had the land already.
Well, let's say, how many people in the room have cemetery plots somewhere that they paid for, or someone paid for them, that they will never be buried in?
And how many of those still need to look to that, a place to put themselves?
Well, my point is, people do that all the time, that may pass down in family, generate, it's somewhat,
give it to somebody.
You feel that you get something for your money, but it's a way to raise money, and a lot of people...
I love it.
Well,
if
you charge a decent rate of $400, then you're looking at maybe $600,000 of monies. You know, obviously, you're not going to get all those monies at once, but you will develop an income for the needed ranch improvements.
There we go.
So it's something to think about. That's just an idea. I'm thinking outside of the box, but it actually, I'll be in the box someday.
Well, and that's where I...
Why do we have to wait? Why do we do
I don't know. I'm
Hold
just,
on.
Just,
I think it's a good idea.
I'm not sure about the location.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anything to vote on, but I think we've got to look into it with the county and and legally.
The roads, and say maybe there might be some stipulation because of...
Usually they have a legally written perpetual maintenance fund. That's where all the money goes up. This is a... If you want to be out in the natural, we're not going to be planting and mowing lawn. That's where they'll eat.
Yeah, it's pretty natural, but we have Deer Springs Ranch. The way I look at it, Deer Springs Ranch, you know, is going to be here for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. That's what I envision. That's what I hope for, you know. And this is, you know, the property, the land, the beauty, the what God has given us is going to be there way beyond my lifetime. And I'm the things that the master plan that we talk about so often, you know, things that, you know, make improvements to the ranch, you know, this is something, it's perpetual, and it's something that, you know, the ranch caretakers, we can actually easily set up something that could maintain this with very low cost.
Right. Other than some fencing to designate it and keep it a respectable place.
We're going to have to pay for a survey of it. We'll have to have a survey because they will own the title to that land.
Right, right.
So now there's an upgoing, upfront cost of some sort.
Right.
Unless
it's $100.
Right. Yeah, but if people were willing to put into something like this, we could probably get donations for something like this to pay for those surveys. You know, if they know that this, you know, because, you know, obviously this can be done. There's cemeteries all over, you know.
I'll pay the
We'll all end up needing one sometime, you know. So that's just, it just, you know, I've talked about it with Paul before. It's not my idea. I just, you know, was it your idea? Or, yeah.
Like,
I think it's Paul's
great
idea.
Great idea, Paul.
Pat's worked on this for 15 years.
Yeah, and so, so you could see that.
Had lots.
Well, part of
there's a need. Oh. There's a need.
Can we start with the llamas?
So, anyway, so I just thought I'd throw that out there as new business.
Great idea.
I would come back with more ideas and more solutions, hopefully, next month's meeting.
That's a great project to work on this year.
Okay. And the next...
Sounds good idea. She can do it next month.
So that's what I had as far as a fundraising plan.
You team, more, but
whatever.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, more. And also a new business. This, I added to new business Rhodes Rock Crusher. And I guess I got an email from Brent. I guess there's rock crushing available 1 week at $34,000, producing 4,500 to 6,500 yards of material with a cost of $5.25 to $7.50 per yard. So that's just something that obviously members are needing and talking about, whether they do it separate of the, you know, obviously something like this is not in the budget, whether they collectively get together as a group of shared owners and share roads and stuff like that. But also things that I think about, well, what does a rock crusher cost? And maybe, you know, with cemetery money, we'll actually have money to do things with, you know?
It's not what it costs. It's what it costs to maintain.
Yeah,
that's true.
That may be the point. Okay. Or, you know,
in Vegas.
But anyway, I do appreciate everyone's feedback, and I do appreciate the emails that I get. You know, I may not always agree with point of view, but I, you know, the things that come through on email, what's happening at the ranch is exciting. I like, you know, people are helping out and getting things done, you know, and that gives us a greater sense of community. And I feel that even though we are, you know, debating some issues, but I do feel that we have a greater sense of community and a love for this ranch that we call our second home. And anyway, that's all I have on new business. I open up to members for a limited amount of time for open forum.
Very little.
John?
Yes.
Hey, John. There was something that Brent brought up about the area near the road where the Johnsons have been disking and stuff that since we've eliminated a lot of the vegetation in that area, we're having drifting issues, and then we might want to consider having some natural plantings along that area to capture the snow. Brent could probably fill in more detail about that.
With the
if he's still there.
Serious
problem. Paul is going to say something real quickly.
Paul would know too. So.
Yeah.
I spoke with the Johnsons about it, and I've told them the areas of concern. They have no problem. They're going to be around doing fences anyways. I think they might consider a drift fence there.
Okay. There's talk of some drift fence, and there's temporary ones, and there's more permanent ones. Be just something that we, you know, once again, that
it'll only be an issue in the wintertime.
Well, and we're done this year. So, I mean, if there's a serious case up there, Brent, you're the one that sent up thing on it. You know, I'd like to see some photographs because most of us don't have.
We can actually send you a photograph at the end of the year. I'll send you a photograph tomorrow at the end of the airstrip where Paul and that last storm, which wasn't a lot of snow, just.
Filled up, huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dale, have we covered most of the ground that you'd hope we'd cover today?
I don't know if you made any final decisions. It was just input and conversation. I think there's other things that need to be kicked around. I'm not aware of solid votes on any of the things tonight.
Right. No, I don't think we have had anything solid. But I think we have kicked it around, and I think we do need to, like I say, we still need to work our budget out and get our heads around it. Get our arms around it, and then we'll have to be better. And I do think that within a short period of time, we'll be able to come to make a decision on this.
In connection with that, John, I have some charts and ideas and things that, you know, background and research that anybody's, you know, if you want to give me a call or come over and hammer out some of these things, I'd be happy to visit with any of the board members.
Okay. That deal. Thank you. Anyone else in...
Well, and that's what I would like to see maybe when we schedule the next meeting or something, look at possibly a work meeting for those that can be there, so that we have time for to really discuss things. It's not a decision, but to try to pull out things and have more time that we can have Paul and Linda and Ed there and have a work meeting or something.
Do you guys
now
have
in the
a
next
work meeting?
Meeting?
I will see.
Okay.
I'll make sure you guys have food if you plan that.
I'm not doing putting on gloves work meeting. I'm talking
no,
to...
No, I know, but
okay.
I mean, if you need to have time
she
to
got her
sit
food
down...
But
if you need to have time to sit down and
well, to
spend
research,
hours doing whatever, I don't want to hear it all necessarily, but I'll feed you guys so you can figure
it out. That's your way out of a meeting.
Okay, is there anyone
else? We ought to take it.
Anyone else? Are we going to meet in executive session?
Okay.
15 minutes, 10, 15 yep. minutes.
Let me bring up one item that was submitted by Robert Allen for our DSR meeting.
Okay.
He says that Russian thistle just wild on lots number 10, 11, 15, 16, which is his, 17, 18, 19, and 20. He wanted to know, first of all, if there's a general concern because he stood out there and watched as the wind blows. Russian thistle pretty heavily. Is there anybody that's been in contact with the county?
I'm in contact with the guy that does the spraying.
There is a county sprayer.
When I talked to him last year, they had already seeded, they had already grown.
Okay, but we're talking not Russian thistle.
Italian star thistle?
Russian thistle is a tumbleweed to any of us. We're talking Scotch. We're talking something that comes up and then blooms into a purple or a white top. That's Scotch thistle, or there's three or four different ones. Right.
Whatever you know, that is a noxious.
But we, you know, when we've got to get on top of it,
I mean,
we do not want that.
It's bad for the cattle.
Yeah.
Horses, I think, could do it.
The county has a fund and does. I don't know if they're right now doing a reimbursement or not. I have another property that's remote enough the county won't go out with their equipment, and so we've done it off of a spray rig off the back of an ATV. But they have a spray rig, and if it's stuff that you even drive a truck to, they will come and spray.
The stuff that I've seen is right on the side of the road on Meadow Canyon. There's a lot going up the Broad Hollow.
Okay, could you look into it then and
report
back to
us
as far as...
But do you know, will
you
give me and make sure that we consider those areas? Find out if it's if the county does it as a tax service or if there's a charge that these lot owners could participate in, but the county will try to hit that. The problem is they all need to be hit at the same time and the truck can't be all over the county, so sometimes we...
Well, maybe I'll have them come out from the ranch and then I'll have them come out.
Okay.
And should it be billed separate or should...
Yeah, ask them what the fee is.
These are lot numbers.
Right.
Not
lot owners. Just let us know what the individual costs for lot members would, lot owners would be, and then if there's association property or any of our roads that are going to be a hazard, especially since we've got agriculture out there right now. We don't want it blowing into the middle of the...
Oh, we don't want that'd be awful.
Okay, we thank you. Thank you, Dave.
One more.
Mike?
Thank you.
Mike Duvall?
Is it appropriate to ask a couple questions on the proposed lease agreement? Because it won't be here next time, I'm sure. Under item number 6, it talks about Clarkson's property's ability to do different things. And if you go down to the middle sentence, it says Clarkson especially reserves the right to change the use and set forth above, so long as appropriate notice is provided to DSROA of such change, and it still doesn't violate zoning purpose. If the board needs to approve those changes, there is no development necessary.
The board has to approve the whole thing. I mean, any portion of it. Hasn't happened yet.
You're talking about the whole lease, but
he's talking about
assuming if we had passed and signed this, what does that portion mean?
The uses. As stated, I could be wrong, as stated, it appears as though notice is all that's necessary. Approval is not.
So we just need to add in on having board approval. Type of business.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Right to change use.
Set forth above where specifically.
How long
it doesn't violate any ordinance or zoning.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we could.
Well, and that's where. Dad, do you know anything specific what was meant by that, or is that part of a boilerplate lease that came? That I mean, I know there's a lot of it that when they proposed it, which was recently, that.
And it has not been refined.
It has not been refined as to what the attorney meant by that, or if he has a reason, but that's a valid point.
I read enough, and I'm going to pay $5,000 for him to redo.
Point noted. That's worthy to know that we've got to know what we're meaning.
To approve.
We can't approve something if we don't know what it means.
The other question I have is, Dale, is there any particular place you're thinking of RV pads and RV trails? I noticed that was on the list.
We've talked about over the years. I think that an area needs to be identified and brought to the board to say this is the most logical and economic private place to put them.
As a board, we've talked about where Cabin 5 used to be. That still would be within the Deer Springs Ranch, you know, outside of the,
right.
Outside of
that 2008.
That 1,800 plus acres.
That's a good place, but it can't be there because of the spring at the present time. So
if there's
a different water system, which one these days there will be a different water system.
If we drill the wells, we weren't using that spring. Or we get an alternative septic system that's not going to contaminate.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a dump there already? Isn't there a dump place?
There's not.
Headquarters?
Oh, yeah. But
headquarters.
That's true. But
I mean,
most people, if they're going to be there long term, they're not going to want to dump it because they can't handle. I mean, if they're going to be there.
Well, we can't have them dumping it without, you know, I mean, obviously they come in and park. They don't necessarily have to dump. So.
But if they're there longer, it'd be nice if there was a septic system or something set up.
Yeah.
Which
right.
Does that answer all your questions, Mike?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for being here.